Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, July 14th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. Of all the tourist attractions in Florida, this is not the t-shirt you'd expect to take back home with you. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has released a new range of merch for people who want to be identified as COVID deniers. The governor's campaign team has released a range of tacky merchandise with the slogan, quote, "Don't Fauci my Florida." The paraphernalia includes t-shirts with the anti-Fauci message and drink koozies with the deeply cringeworthy DeSantis quote, "How the hell am I going to be able to drink a beer with a mask on?" Reportedly, Florida is reporting daily cases that are almost four times the national average and the second highest number in the nation. The state's latest coronavirus death rate is nearly twice the national figure, and it has the fourth worst number of current hospitalizations. Boeing will reduce production of their 787 Dreamliner plane in the coming weeks after disclosing a fuselage issue. The issue represents another thorn in the side of the aerospace company, which has been plagued with technical issues in their 737 MAX plane. The company had previously estimated it would deliver most of its remaining 787 Dreamliner inventory this year. Now it predicts it'll deliver less than half. The Federal Aviation Administration is working with Boeing to resolve the issue, but said there's no need to ground existing Dreamliners. A newly disclosed permit shows that a pool deck suspected of being at the root of the Champlain Tower South Building collapse in Surfside had been a problem for more than 25 years. The town released a 1996 construction permit that showed the parking garage's ceiling, which helps make up the pool's deck, needed concrete structural repair to seal 500 feet of cracks and replace a 20-square-foot slab. The cracks were treated by Western Waterproofing Company of America, which indicates water infiltration was partially responsible. The thousands of dollars of repairs were completed about a year and a half later, coming only about 15 years after the building was built. A professor of structural engineering at Drexel University told the Miami Herald that the repairs were unusual so soon after construction, indicating that there were, quote, "problems with water infiltration, which is saltwater infiltration all these years." Footage from the night of the collapse shows the garage and pool deck caving in before the rest of the building fell. Lego has demanded that an American company stop selling what could be one of the most ill-advised products to ever hit the market. Culper Precision of Utah has been producing a pistol that looks like a kid's toy made of Lego blocks, saying that its Glock 19 weapon was made to show people that firearms are, quote, "for everyone," and that shooting things is, quote, "super fun." Yeah, right. However, the weapon was removed from the gunmaker's website on Tuesday following an inevitable complaint from Lego. Following the letter, Culper Precision has reportedly agreed to pause production of the firearm. The American League kept up its all-star game dominance on Tuesday night with its eighth consecutive win over the National League. The American League coasted through the Midsummer Classic at Denver's Coors Field with a 5-2 victory, meaning it now leads the National League in all-time records. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. became the youngest ever All-Star Game MVP at just 22 years old, saying after the game, quote, "dreams come true. Since I was a kid, I've always been thinking about this moment. I've worked all my life very hard, and thank God it's happening now." That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.